Lag Ba'Omer. Lag Ba'Omer, according to some Minhagim, the Talmid and Rabbi Akiva stopped dying completely. According to others, they didn't die on that day. And it also is the Yortzeit of Shimon bar Yochai, who lived out his life. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and he didn't die. He died during that same period, not many years later, but not of a plague. He died the natural causes afterwards. And since Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was Megala the Zohar, and he basically was Mechaper, and what was the idea of Talmud Rabbi Akiva? The Lonogu covered Zebazeh, they didn't treat each other with the proper respect, and they didn't share their Torah with each other. And here, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, was Megala the Zohar to his Talmidim. He spread Torah, the Iker Kovet HaTorah, is the hidden parts of the Torah. So he was Mesakim, what they didn't do. So therefore, we put the two things together, and it becomes a Mixus Yontif. And the bonfires are more or less the idea of the Or HaTorah, the hold of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. The Marshos is another idea of Lag Ba'Omer, why it's special. He says, the Gemara says in Moikotin, that when a person passes the halfway point in his life, he can be assured that if he hasn't sinned till then, he won't sin. He's going to be able to control himself from sin after that. If he wants to. If you don't want to, you can do anything you want. But if you want to, you're not going to fall into sin by falling into it, if you already went past half your life. How much is half your life? The lifespan of Shmuel HaNavi, 52 years. If you pass the 52 years, you're past half your life. So the Marshal says, wait, 52 years, half your life. Whatever cheshbon you're going to make, if 120 is your lifespan, 52 is not half. And if 70 is a lifespan, then 52 is a lot more than half. So where is 52? Where is there such a thing that the lifespan is 103? What's it mean? So he says, no. He says, it's like this. You split half, can mean half, 51%. Half can mean more, rove can mean two-thirds. Two-thirds majority. If you take a lifespan of 70 years and split it into three parts, but not from year one, because the first 20 years of your life don't count. You don't really become mature until you're 20. Sorry, guys. I know. But some of you aren't. So you don't really become mature. The first 20 years of your life don't count. So from 20 to 70 are 50 years. If you take those 50 years and divide them into three parts, so each one is 16 and a fraction. So when you reach your 33rd year, you're over two-thirds majority. Plus the other 20 is already after 52. Because the first 20 didn't count. The other ones, the two-third majority is at 33, which plus 20 is 52. Past 52. That's how he says, that's why it's considered most of your life. So the same thing goes with Klal Yisrael. We went out of Mitzrayim, it's like we were born. The first 20 days didn't count. From the beginning of creation, which is Chaf Hei Adar, that's when the world was created. It was created in Nisan. From Chaf Hei Adar till Tesvav Nisan is 20 days. Those don't count. That point you start counting 50 days. It's altogether a 7-day period from the creation of the world till Matan Torah. But the first 20 days don't count. When do you start counting? After the first 20 days. That's Sfiras Omer. So you count 50, 49 to 50. When is most of Sfira over? When you get to 33, which is really 53 from Chaf Hei Adar. But from the time you start counting, it's only 33. Right? So Lag Ba'Omer is the rove of the Omer's already passed, and if you made it till then, you'll make it the rest of the time also. So it's a simon to this idea of rove of your years. 70 years is the 52nd, 53rd, which is the 33rd from 20, that's also significant to Lag Ba'Omer.